Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. While we're having a conversation, we generally don't think about how a word is related to other languages or where the root of the word comes from. Lycoming College's Daniela Ribich discusses the arbitrary relationship between words and the objects they represent.
Have you ever noticed that most of the words we use do not intrinsically relate to the image or concept they refer to? What, for example, is treish about a tree or birdish about a bird? If we compare various languages and explore homonyms, which are words with different meanings, we will find how non-natural the relationship in fact is. In English, there are relatively few words that imitate the sound of their source. A rooster's cock-a-doodle-doo and a dog's woof-woof are such onomatopoetic words. Compared to other words, they more frequently share similar sound patterns in the various languages. In German and Italian, a rooster crows kikeriki and kikeriki, while a dog barks bow bow and bow bow. In contrast to onomatopoetic words, most words do not inherently relate to their concepts, but are characterized by a so-called arbitrary relationship. A simple comparison between English bird, German Vogel, and Italian uccello already illustrates this arbitrariness. Homonyms support this theory as well. In a sentence like, she's very pretty, the word pretty means attractive, but it can also be used synonymously to fairly in a sentence like, that's pretty nice. Despite the arbitrary relationship, however, we cannot use words randomly. If we say, look at the table, but instead mean, feed the bird, no one will understand us. As a language community, we share a common language and have agreed on the meanings of words. If we did not follow this agreement, but rename concepts individually, successful communication would be impossible.
From Lycoming College, that was Daniela Ribich. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.